This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
From Mualakat, Canst Thou Make Me Immortal? By Tarafa. Canst thou make me immortal? O thou that blamest me so, for haunting the battle and loving the pleasures that fly. If thou hast not the power to ward me from death, let me go to meet him and scatter the wealth in my hand ere I die, save only for three things in which noble youth take delight. I care not how soon rises o'er me the cornic loud, wine that foams when the water is poured on it, ruddy, not bright, dark wine that I quaff, stolen away from the caviling crowd, and then my fierce charge to the rescue, on back of a mare, wide-stepping as wolf, I have startled where thirsty he cowers. And third, the day long with a lass in her tent of goat's hair, to hear the wild rain and beguile of their slowness, the hours. About this poem.
Canst Thou Make Me Immortal? Is a poem excerpt featured in the anthology, Translations of Eastern Poetry and Prose, edited by Reynold A. Nicholson, published in 1922. Nicholson observed, "The following lines from his Mualakat illustrate the pre-Islamic view of life as well as the character of the poet who was cut off in the flower of his days." Nicholson also notes, "For the translation of this verse, I am indebted to Mr. Wilfred Scawen Blunt, in whose beautiful version of the Mualakat it is rendered thus, and third, to he the day long, while the wild clouds are wilding, close in her tent of goat's hair, the dearest beloved of me." In Arabian Poetry for English Readers, editor William Alexander Clouston wrote, "The occasion which gave rise to his Mualakat, the loss of the camels belonging jointly to himself and his elder brother, is related in the translator's argument." C. D. Percival states that Amir, the son of Marthot, one of the noble chiefs whom the poet compliments in verse 81, sent for Tarafa and said to him, "Children, God alone can give thee, but as to goods, I will set thee on the same footing with my own sons." He then called each of them to give the poet 10 camels, thus making good the loss upon which his brother had so bitterly reproached him.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.